it's a strange derivation, the name, really. We used to play in kind of quite a surreal rock band called the George Cowley Experience.
Oh, yeah.
Most of us. And George Cowley is a famous local letter writer to the press who's always taking umbrage to various things happening in the Worcester area. And he's a bit of a local character, shall we say. And his name just... maybe a nod to the Jimi Hendrix Experience, the George Cowley Experience, was a bit of an in-house joke locally, but it stuck, and we became the George Cowley Experience. And a lot of that was all self-penned stuff.
Yeah.
But we were all, a couple of us in that band, very influenced by country music, Johnny Cash, Dylan, Steve Earle, that kind of edge. And after several years, I kind of felt we'd done that surreal... social comment type thing, and we move more into I'd say serious country, perhaps.
Yeah.
Serious rock, country rock, really. We dropped some of the humour stuff, although I still like a bit of humour in some songs, like that song we've got on the latest album, the Marian Kind. I like a bit of humour in music, despite all the sort of misery and depression and loss and hurt that characterises country music. But we've got more and more into the country music genre, writing our own stuff, but also obviously when we played live, doing some covers as well. So the name, we just took the name with us, really. The Cowboys, but obviously partly the country thing, but also partly the outlaw bit, you know.
Yeah,
different. We're not mainstream country. I'd call it more country rock. In fact, we kind of coined our own name for what we do, Britannicana. We call it, which is Britannicana. It's American structure. It's American, instruments, as it were, in terms of the steel guitar feel and the structure of the songs, the content of the songs. But lots of the context of stuff we write ourselves is not about El Paso or Amarillo. You know, it's about the West Midlands or things that are happening in British society. So equally, pain and heartache is universal, isn't it?
But it is, yeah.
We obviously, some of the songs we cover are about Albuquerque places, but the stuff we write ourselves is more rooted in the British, our British experiences, families and communities.
Yeah.
We're within that context. And indeed, I've always been interested in English bands that have had a go at country, such as, Elvis Costello. Almost Love Album was a big influence on me. Two of the people in Squeeze have done some good country tracks.
I
think it works. I don't think it needs to be false. It's just paying homage and respect to a music idiom. And I think I think the voice of country translates universally, really. So that's really where the Cowley Cowboys came from, the name, hangover from previous band.
Yeah.
A couple of us playing. Sons of Rest is a philanthropic organisation from the sort of Birmingham area that was formed because the industrial workers, once they retired, had no leisure facilities. So they got together across like Birmingham and West Midlands and formed these social clubs and bowling greens and that, so that the workers could get some leisure. So I have Sons of Rest, and there's a couple of little pavilions in the parks in Worcester called the Sons of Rest. And I wrote this song called Sons of Rest, and Becky, the drummer, said, "Oh, is that about your twins?" Because I had twins who would have been about two at that age, twin boys, who never slept. They never slept till they were like nearly two. So she said to me, "Oh, is that about the twins?" I said, "Well, no, it's not, Becky, actually. But now you've said that, I think I might change the words of the song a bit and make it about new life coming, kids who are two. What does the world hold for them? As, right, compared with what does the world hold for, retired people, certainly retired people of, 20 years ago. I mean, they're still used now by retired people, but at least retired people these days often have a better levels of provision than they did back in the 30s and 40s and 50s. So I blended it, so it was like looking at the world from the eyes of these newly born young children in the world, and comparing it with the lives of people who are retiring now, you know, some's a rest, do your best kind of thing, so that was quite an interesting spin, I thought.
We got plans for a third album?
Yeah, we're working on the third one now. I've got all the songs for it. We're calling it Pretty Karma. Every song has about 10 songs written. It's just got the one word title, such as wrong, hurt, lost. So I've kind of taken all the various emotions around the country music genre and just given the songs one word titles. That's just something a little bit different to do, really. And we're putting those tracks down now. I hope to get that album out next year. I think that's a reasonable time scale. I think we'll make that.
Are you recording it in a local studio?
Yeah, we use a studio in Worcestershire, Maybe Studios. Pete May, he recorded all our albums. Great guy. Studio in his own house kind of guy. Mm. But his quality competes with the bigger studios, and very intimate feel. He's a musician himself, and we're happy with that. You know, he kind of believes in what we're doing, all sounds done, so we're well happy to work with Pete. But one of the other things we're going to put, because we like every album to be a bit different, the last one was perhaps a bit more autobiographical than the first one, had a range of musicians playing with us. This time we'd like to probably add some more accordion, perhaps a couple of tracks. I've got an idea for more Tex-Mex kind of flavour to them. A bit more steel guitar on some of them. So I'm trying to make them not carbon copies of the last one, you know, trying to bring a different emphasis to them. And again, that idea of kind of theming them around emotions. So we hope it'll be a bit different. We just didn't want to do one of the same.
Yeah. So what about, have you got any gigs coming up locally?
We've had a bit of a pause in gigs at the moment. The drummer's just had a baby.
Oh, has he?
We have a female drummer.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry.
which we put that into context. Rather than we've done something particularly noteworthy, like a male drummer's had a baby.
Yeah.
It was a female drummer's had a baby, Becky. So that's put us out of action for a few weeks, which is why we're concentrating on the recording side of things. Mm. But we hope to be gigging again back end of this year. We enjoy gigging. We've done a few festivals, which we'd like to do more of.
Yeah.
We like to put a show on rather than just, you know, play it like the record. We like to get the audience involved. You know, we have an element of one of the big crowd pleasers, but we also have an element of liking to play our own stuff, you know, stuff we believe in. So we like to give a balance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we do enjoy gigging. We like to put a show on.